I got a question for you. What would you do if you only had 3 years left to live? Not 5 years, 10 years, but 3 years left to live. This is the thing. I think we all take life for granted, and I think COVID has shown us that. I just finished up a workshop, and one of the questions, well, the one I just asked you, what would you do if you had 3 years to live? How would you live your life differently starting today? What would you do? And it actually kind of hit home, or, you know, I felt that question. I kind of got emotional. I was like, if I had 3 years left to live, what would I do? How would I spend the rest of my days? And when you start thinking and taking life into that perspective, everything changes. And I was funny this, I had a conversation with one of my friends last night, and we were talking about dream life, and she said, you're living your dream life on the seaside and everything else. I said, yeah, I know, I live at the seafront, you know, I got a beautiful apartment and all of that stuff. But what dream life is for me is actually how much I've grown as a person. And how much I've changed, how much I have evolved. And then come, I recorded a video on YouTube early this week. It was about who's the woman you want to be. And then one of the quotes I had there was, focus on the things that no one can take away from you. And that is you as a person, your mindset, your inner strength, your wisdom, your personality, and all that. And when you take all of these things and then you start thinking about, okay, I only got 3 years to live. How can I use those skills? How can I live my life on my own terms with what I have and where I am at in my life right now? And I think we don't dream enough and we don't dream big enough. But I also think when it comes to dreaming big, we think that, oh, 5 years from now, I'm going to have this. Like, I want, when I turn 50, 7 years from now, I want to have a little cottage. I want to have a studio apartment in Paris. I want to have a studio apartment in Italy. You know, I want to travel 2 weeks every quarter, you know. But that's kind of long-term goals. But what is it that you can do today, right now, that will, you know, make you feel that you're living your dream life, you know. And I know I always say this, and we always kind of strive for the bigger things, but what are the small things, actions you can take today? What small things you can do today? You want to do them for a while, but you never kind of got around to it. You always think, I'm going to do it on the weekend. I'm going to do it later, or next week, or next month. What are those things that you always want to do, but you didn't do it? And it's not that you don't have time. If it was a priority, you would have taken time for it. So it wasn't a priority. Maybe it wasn't that important for you. So I invite you to take our time to write down a list of things you want to do and start doing them today and make it a priority. Make sure that you actually, if you need to schedule it in on your phone or your calendar, wherever, but start doing those small things you always want to do, even that if that's something like do a watercolor paint, you know, sit in the evening and do some watercoloring, or, you know, watching a movie you've been wanting to watch for ages, but you just haven't had time to sit down and watch the movie, or read a book, or go for a long walk in your favorite park, or go and eat out, whatever that is for you, which you can control. This is important. It's important that whatever you decide to do is something you can control, and it's not controlled by others, other people, external factor, whatever it is. But it's something you can control and you can do yourself without having to worry about the weather, or that person can't make it, or the shop closed at that time, or something. Whatever you can do, you have to be in control of it, so you know you can get it done. So the only person and the only thing it's going to be in your own way is yourself, no one else. So I encourage you and I invite you to write down a list of things you want to do for yourself and do it. Start living now. Don't wait for later. My mom passed away, I think about 13, 14 years ago. And she worked hard her entire life. She worked 3-4 jobs every day. And she was waiting to be retired and that she will start living her life the way she wanted when she would retire. She didn't make it to that age. She came empty-handed and she left this world empty-handed. And you know, she didn't live. And that was like a eye opener for me. I don't want to be like that. I want to live my life now. But like I said, life for me now isn't necessarily about the bigger things. It's more about the small pleasures my everyday life brings my way, to enjoy those, to spend quality time with my daughter, you know, to cook a meal from the bottom of my heart, which I actually love, you know, I love cooking, to give my home some TLC, to look after my plants, to sit a couple of hours every morning and journal. So, you know, it's the small things that add meaning and value to life. So please do that. You know, weakness coming up, you know, start doing things for yourself and start doing those things that actually add value, be more meaningful to you. I hope you got some inspiration, and have a lovely Thursday and a weekend ahead.